One of the things you're going to find as you grow into your leadership potential, as you move from a middle management to upper management and then to become maybe the general manager or the president or the senior pastor, is that in the middle of an organization, as you're coming up through the chain of command, there's always someone there to tell you what to do, to motivate you when you get down, to encourage you when you're discouraged, etc. But here's a warning. In the last 30-some years, I've dealt with over 500 senior executives, meaning the senior pastor, the head coach, the president, the CEO, where the buck stops. And that person doesn't have anyone to come around and encourage them or motivate them or help them find direction. So they, as you go up higher and higher in the organization with more and more responsibility, you're going to have to find ways to focus your own thinking, encourage yourself, direct yourself, motivate yourself. But that's not the same as being self-centered. Self-centered is, I want it my way. It's my way or the highway, as they say. You do it my way or we're not going to do it at all. It isn't egocentric. It isn't centering everything around you. It's helping the team center the entire team's activities around the dream that the team has. But there's a big difference between being other-motivated and self-motivated. A high percentage of us are other-motivated, in all honesty. But as you go up and up and up and up in your level of leadership, you're going to find that you need to have a progressive sense of motivating yourself rather than waiting for someone to come around and motivate you.